Hey there, closet busters and closet dwellers. It is time for another uncloseted riff and rant, and you know who I am, Rick Clemens, the host of the show, Bold Move Expert and Coming Out Coach, and you know this is where we come, we talk about things, we say screw it, we're going to live our lives the way we want to, and sometimes we just go off on a rant, and I have to say, I am annoyed, I'm pissed off, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about these school shootings. Now, who am I to do anything about it? Not much, except to voice my opinion, and to say this is freaking ridiculous. It happened again in Florida, Parkland, Florida, at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School this past week here in the U.S. And the thing that just gets under my skin is, number one, this is number 18. Number 18 school shooting in the U.S. since the beginning of the year. In less than 7 weeks into 2018, this is happening. That means there's 2.5 school shootings happening every week so far this year. And what I'm getting at here by getting up on my soapbox is there is crap here in the closet. There's crap in the closet that's causing this to be able to happen. Part of it is we're living in a much more all about me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And if somebody doesn't do what I want to do, then I have the right to get pissed off and throw my fits. And I'm not going to go where I believe this is all stemming from. But this has got to stop. But here's what's in the closet. First of all, I'm not a gun control guy, but I will have to say what's in the closet is there's not the right gun control happening. And everybody's turning a blind eye to it. So, you know what? Let's get some frickin' gun control going here, folks. The other thing that's in the closet, which comes up every time one of these things shows up, is mental health awareness. Mental health awareness, mental health awareness. If we don't start recognizing the signs sooner, if we don't start getting people the help, and I'm not putting any blame because as I read some of the stories, this kid seems to have been going through a whole lot of depression and stuff. He lost a mom. He was living with family friends. He doesn't have a dad because he lost his dad even earlier in life. I know they were trying to get him help, but sometimes these signs, and I'm going to speak from experience because I go through depression myself, and I reach out. I say, I need help. I have friends and family members who do the same thing. But this mental health has got to start being addressed and being addressed in a big way. Because here's the other thing that's in the closet. This has become a norm. We've just tucked these stories into the closet and go, oh well, ever since Sandy Hook, this has now become the norm. And when we have a pace of 2.5 school shootings a week happening, this can no longer be the norm. We have to uncloset this problem. But here's the thing that's also become the norm. When we see someone having a moodiness behavior pattern, when we see them being quiet, when we see them being loners, these are signs that something bigger could be up. In fact, these signs were so prevalent that even the FBI and teachers were made aware there might be some issues. Now, again, not throwing blame anywhere, but when we see these things happening, we've got to bring them out of the closet. But what's really in the closet here, after all those things I just listed, and this is just my perspective, and my friend Neen James, who's a speaker, she talks about this. What's in the closet is attention. We are not paying enough attention to one another. We are not paying enough attention to how can we be better humans. We are not paying attention to who really needs help. We are not paying attention to how much is it all about me instead of we. We are not paying attention to the human condition. And trust me, I am not a guru. I am not a guy who has all the answers. I'm struggling like everybody else, but what I'm doing is bringing this voice to it and going, if we brought attention out of the closet and we started paying attention to more and more things, exactly as my friend Neen talks about when she gets up on stage, if we paid attention to stuff, how different would our work lives, our personal lives, and our planet be when we pay deeper attention? Because here's what it's going to take. It's going to take a bold move of acting and stop being complacent. Because if we take bold moves and we put the appropriate gun control in place, if we take bold moves and make mental health even more of a thing that we each and every one of us needs to pay attention to, we see the flags, we see those signs that something's wrong. If we make bold moves and we don't let this become the norm any longer, if we make bold moves at the sign of some moodiness, some quiet behavior, some loner, all of this stuff, if we take the bold move and just even reach out and say, is there something I can do to help you? If we give away a smile, which is free, if we make bold moves to pay attention, then maybe, 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 people like Nicholas Cruz can get the help that they need, and the 17 victims of this tragedy would be alive today. Thanks for listening. I'm Rick Clemons, and this has been Life Uncloseted, and I'm inviting you to uncloset your attention today and make the bold move to be more attentive to yourself, your surroundings, your friends, your family, your coworkers, to your fellow human beings. Because when we pay attention, we learn, we grow, and we make the planet a better place. Have a great few days, and we'll be back with Life Uncloseted in just a few days' time. Take care, everybody.